亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天的节目里，我们将要继续播放爱德华·米勒牧师一系列讲到圣灵的信息。今天所要讲的题目是他使我开口说话，让我们一起来分享。
We were singing Wonderful, the matchless grace of Jesus.
我们刚才在唱耶稣奇妙无比的恩典。
Greater far than all my sin and shame.
远超过我所有的罪恶跟羞辱。
That's a lovely testimony.
那是一个很美的见证。
A lovely declaration.
是一个很美的宣告。
And all true.
都是真的。
But only a small part of truth.
但是只是真理的一小部分。
For it is far greater than all of that.
因为这个远比那一切要大得多。
And I want to share with you tonight once more about the Holy Spirit.
今天晚上我要跟大家再一次来分享圣灵。
We're going to the Old Testament.
我们要来看旧约圣经。
And the book of Joel.
我们来看约珥书。
This book is hidden right in there, just after the book of Daniel.
这卷书藏在这里。
After the book of Exodus.
就在出埃及记但以理。
And before the book of John.
在约翰福音前。
That should orient you.
这个会让你知道方向在哪里。
And the second chapter.
约珥书第二章。
And the 28th verse.
约珥书第二章第二十八节。
After they find it, you may read it.
大家都找到了，我们就来看哈。约珥书第二章二十八节。后我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的老年人要做异梦，少年人要见异象。
And then we will turn to the book of Acts. That's easier to find.
然后我们来看到使徒行传，这个很容易找。
And we'll read the verse 4 and verse 11.
我们来看使徒行传第二章第四节跟第十一节，第四节和第十一节，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。第十一节，克里特和阿拉伯人都听见他们用我们的乡谈讲说神的大作为。
Now these two scriptures, we find a principle of the work of the Holy Spirit.
这两处经文让我们发现圣灵工作的一个原则。
When he comes upon people,
当他降临在人的身上的时候，
in a real baptism of the Holy Spirit,
在圣灵真正的洗礼，
he opens people's mouths.
他会把人的口打开来。
They begin to speak.
他们开始说。
And they speak the things of God.
他们说神的事情。
Now again in the second chapter of the book of Acts.
在使徒行传第二章里面。
And in the 17th verse. Well, let's take the 16th verse.
我们从第十六节看，十六、十七节。
16, 17, and 18.
我们来看十六、十七、十八节。十六节，这正是先知约珥所说的，神说在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女，他们就要说预言。
Now this is one of the times in the New Testament that quotes from the Old Testament.
这是新约圣经里面引用旧约的一次。
Same scripture we read in Joel, now we read in the book of Acts.
这跟我们刚才在约珥书念的经文是一样的，现在我们在使徒行传又读到了。
He said, My Spirit's going to come upon you.
他说我的灵会降临在你们的身上。
And your sons and your daughters.
你们的儿女。
And your servants and your handmaids.
你们的仆人使女。
And he's going to open their mouths.
神要开他们的口。
They shall speak the things of God.
他们要说神的事情。
You see, speech is a very powerful thing.
言语是很有能力的事情。
It changes nations.
这改变国家。
Governments.
政府。
It causes all kinds of things to happen.
使各种各样的事情发生。
Without the ability to speak, our world would be 1,000 times different.
若没有说的能力，我们的世界会大不相同了。
Speech，
言语。
The communists say and did give us 500 dedicated people and we will change a government.
共产党说他们而且这样子做，他们说给我们500个很摆上很委身的人，我们就会把政府改变了。
And you know how they do it?
你知道他们怎么做的吗？
By shouting.
就是用喊的。
By very aggressively shouting.
就是非常积极有侵略性的喊着。
Because people don't like to come against shouting people.
因为人们不喜欢对抗那些喊的人。
And the more aggressively they shout, the less they want to be heard.
他们喊得越有侵略性，那其他的人就越不想受伤。
That's a human principle.
这是人的原则。
The communists call people sheep.
共产党称人们为羊。
Sheep don't fight.
羊不会打仗。
So if we come on fighting, the sheep will run away.
所以如果我们来打的话，羊就会逃跑。
It was less than 500 people that conquered Russia and turned it to communism.
征服了俄国使它变成共产党国家的还不到500个人。
It wasn't done by armies.
不是军队做到的。
It wasn't done by the power of vote.
也不是因着投票的能力做到的。
It was done by shouting.
而是借着喊叫做到的。
They come with what they want to say, their slogans and so on, and shout them very loud and make a big noise.
他们带着他们所想要讲的话，带着他们的标语来，造得成了很大的响声。
And people are afraid to shout against them because then we'll start a fight. They don't want to fight.
人们怕喊叫喊回去，因为这样子的话就会开始打仗了。
And don't realize by giving in, they're giving great things to the other parties.
而他们没有意识到，因为他们这样子的让步，所以就把很大的事情交给了对方。
You're taking a church board.
譬如就在教会里面的董事会。
I've visited many churches.
我拜访过许许多多教会。
And in many, many, many cases,
在许许多多的情况下
perhaps 75% or more,
或许有75%或者更多。
One man rules the board.
有一个人掌管了他们整个的会议。
And it's a man that will shout and lose his temper.
就是那个会喊的人，他会发脾气的。
And people don't like to come against that.
别人不喜欢来跟他冲突
so they let him have his way.
所以就让那个人按着他的方式做了
They surrender.
他们就投降了
Speech is very powerful.
言语是很有能力的
There's an old saying, you may have it in Chinese.
有一句老话或许你们中国也有这样子说
That the pen is mightier than the sword.
就是笔的能力大于剑也
Are stronger than weapons.
就是言语能力大过武器
In fact, in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter,
事实上在耶利米书第十八章里
面, some of the enemies of Jeremiah said,
耶利米有一些敌人这样说,
let us go visit Jeremiah.
来,我们去看耶利米。
And let us beat him,
让我们打他,
with our tongues.
用我们的舌头打他。
Mm-hmm. Let us beat him with our tongues.
让我们用舌头来打他。
And so, when the Holy Spirit came,
所以当圣灵来
upon the people in the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节的时候降临在人的身上
he opened their mouth,
就开了他们的口
and he started them to speak,
使他们开始说话
and they spoke loudly,
他们讲得很大声
they didn't whisper,
他们没有轻轻地在耳边
they shouted out,
他们都喊出来
the wonderful things of God,
喊神奇妙的事情
and so instead of saying,Oh, be quiet, be quiet.
所以他们没有说，哎，安静下来，安静下来。
They said, look at this.
他们说，看看这个。
They're saying tremendous. Why they're talking in other tongues? They don't know those tongues.
他们在用其他的语言谈，他们不晓得这些语言的。
And they were greatly impressed.
他们印象很深刻。
Because they began to talk when the Spirit came on them.
因为当圣灵降临在他们身上的时候，他们就开始说话。
Oh, they had learned to talk before.
他们以前也学过讲话。
But not in another language all of a sudden.
但是不是忽然间用另外一种语言说话。
And then when they had the other language, they didn't talk about television programs.
当他们有了另外一种语言的时候，他们谈的不是电视的节目。
They didn't talk politics.
他们也不是谈政治。
They didn't talk about the neighbors.
他们也没有谈邻居。
They talked about Jesus.
他们谈的是耶稣。
The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
预言的灵就是为了见证耶稣的。
He opened their mouths.
他开了他们的口。
And when the spirit is upon a man and he opens his words are powerful.
当圣灵在一个人的身上开了他的口的时候，他讲出来的话是很有能力的。
Because words can carry the spirit that's on a person.
因为言语能够传递在那个人身上的灵。
You can say lots of things.
你可以说很多的话。
It doesn't affect anything.
没有影响任何东西。
But if a spirit is anger is upon a person,
但是如果一个生气的灵在一个人的身上的话
then it affects the whole household.
那么就会影响到全家
then it affects anybody around him.
就会影响到他周围的任何人
everybody walks quietly.
每个人走路都悄悄地走
no one wants to make it worse.
没有人想要使事情更糟糕
give him room to calm down.
就让他有空间安静下来
give him room to get quiet and still.
有空间让他能够静默
And so everybody bows before that strong word.
所以每一个人都在那个很强的言语之前就服服了。他们听。
Whether they like it or not.
不管他们喜不喜欢。
Words are powerful.
言语是很有能力的。
And when the Spirit of God is in that word.
当神的灵在那个话语中。
It becomes very convincing.
就是很有说服力。
Because there's more than just an empty word.
因为这不再只是空洞的话而已。
It is not just a character that you can draw with a pen and ink.
不是你能够用笔墨再写出的一个字母而已。
It is not just sound waves that will float through the air and enter somebody's ear.
这也不是透过声波传递透过空气传播的声波然后进到人的耳朵里。
It is packed full. A word is packed full of ideas.
这个字就充满了想法
attitude
态度
spirit
灵
and will accomplish things
会成就事情
especially when we speak the right way
特别是当我们讲话的方式对的时候
many years ago
很多年前
we'd only been married about a year
我们那个时候差不多才刚刚结婚一年
and we were in a little country church pastoring
我们在一个小小的乡下教会牧会
And a good sized dog adopted us
有一只狗它就收养了我们
And sometimes it come in the house
有时候它进到我们房子
And I personally don't like to live with dogs
我个人不喜欢跟狗住在一起
So we didn't let him stay in the house
所以我们就没有让它留在家里面
And one day the dog came in the kitchen
有一天狗就进到了厨房里
It was a big dog.
那只狗很大
My wife told it to get out.
我太太就告诉他要出去
It wagged its tail.
那他就摇摇尾巴
She scolded it.
我太太又骂他
It wagged its tail.
他还是摇摇他的尾巴
You can't stay in this kitchen. You've got to get out. Get out.
你不可以留在这里你要出去
Now I was sitting in the other room and listening.
我坐在另外一个房间听
And the dog looked up at her and almost grinned. Here I am.
那只狗就看着他然后就这样子微笑一下然后就说、哦、我在这里
And this went on a little while.
这个就这样子持续了一阵子狗还是留在那里
I was still in the other room,
我还在另外一间房间
but I raised my voice and, Get out!
但是我就扬起身来说出去
It did.
他就出去了
It was the same word.
是同样的话
But even a dog can know there's a different spirit back of it.
但是即使是狗都知道在这个背后有一个不同的灵
It made all the difference in the world.
这个是造成很大的差别
One of a man of God of England gave another illustration.
英国有一位属神的人，他讲了另外一个例子。
A young woman stepped out of her home and went to pick up a bus that had stopped for her.
有一位年轻的女士，她从家里面出来，要到一个地方去等一辆巴士，那个巴士会来载她。
But her little dog followed her.
但是她的小狗就跟着她。
And she said, "Oh no, go back there, go back."
她说：“亲爱的，你回去。”
She went on. The dog went after her.
那这个女人就走了，这只狗跟着她。
Oh, you can't go with me. You've got to go back. Now,
亲爱的，你不能够跟我走，你一定要回到你的家去。
And she went on and it followed right along with her.
这个女人就继续走，那狗还是继续跟着她。
And she did this several times.
她这样做了几次。
So she got to the bus.
直到她到了巴士那边。
Finally, she had it. She tried, get home.
终于她受够了，她说你出去。
It did.
她就走了。
And he said, that's the way you have to deal with the devil.
他说你要对付魔鬼就要用这个方法
Yeah Said several times that Jesus raised his voice When he spoke to the winds
耶稣也曾经有几次扬起声来
called the sea to say Be quiet dear
有一次他对风浪说亲爱的
no, no,
你安静下来、
like、
他不是这样讲的
When he brought Lazarus and raised Lazarus out of the grave.
当他使拉撒路从坟墓里复活的时候
he raised his voice, he called with a loud voice.
圣经上说他用大喊的声音叫他出来。
He didn't say, Lazarus, honey, come on out.
他没有说，哎，亲爱的拉撒路，你现在来吧。
No.
没有。
Lazarus, come forth.
拉撒路出来。
Words are powerful.
言语是有能力的。
But so many times our words are empty.
但是往往我们的话语是空洞的。
I think I told you about my sister when she was just about 12 years old.
我想我跟你们讲过我的姐姐差不多12岁的时候。
She was quite a talkative lass.
她是一个很爱讲话的女孩子。
And she was talking around the house.
她就在家里面一直讲一直讲。
And finally my father said to her,
终于我父亲对她说,
Margaret, if you don't be careful, if you don't look out,
如果你不小心不留意的话,
in all that talking, you're going to say something.
你讲那么多话一定会讲出一点东西来。
She was talking but saying nothing.
她是在讲话但是没有说什么。
You see, words have to contain something.
言语必须包含一些东西。
Not only ideas,
不只是想法,
but attitude,
还有态度。
And they have to contain our own spirit.
而且必须包含我们自己的灵。
And then they accomplish something.
然后就能够成就一些事。
Many people do not accomplish much with their words, and especially was thinking now of witnessing for Jesus.
很多人用他们的言语不能够成就多少事情，尤其在为耶稣做见证的时候。
They have the right words, but they're empty words.
他们的话是对的，但是却是空洞的。
You see, they had empty words till the Spirit came on them, and then they spoke.
他们的话本来是空洞的，直到神的灵降临在他们身上，然后他们说话。
Then their witness was powerful.
那么他们的见证就有能力了。
In the book of Revelation, it says that the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
在启示录里面有讲说，预言的灵是为了见证耶稣的。
Jesus said in Acts 1:8.
耶稣在使徒行传第一章第八节说。
Chapter 1 and verse 8.
第一章第八节。
He said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you,
他说但圣灵降在你们身上。
And you shall be witnesses.
你们就要做见证。
In Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, all over the world.
耶路撒冷犹太全地到世界的各地。
We don't witness much unless the Spirit's upon us.
除非圣灵在我们的身上，不然我们就没有办法做多少
见证。That's what the Spirit came to do.
这就是圣灵来要做的事情。
Then the words will have weight.
那么话就会有分量了。
Then they'll be strong.
就会强了。
They'll be powerful.
就会有能力。
They will accomplish things.
就会成就事情。
They will not let a word go into this ear and come out this ear, or maybe out their nose, I don't know.
就不会让一句话左耳进右耳出，甚至从鼻子里面出来，我不知道。
But it puts in this ear and then stops.
而是从耳朵进去就停在里面了。
And begins to create other thoughts and other ideas.
就开始能够制造出其他的想法，其他的主意。
And if there's enough weight behind it, it doesn't stop here. It will go right on down to here.
如果有足够的分量，不会只停在脑子里面。
Down into their hearts.
会直接的进到他们的心中。
And make them think serious thoughts.
让他们会很认真的去思考。
Many times I found it doesn't take many words.
我发现很多次话不需要多。
But it takes words that are filled with the Spirit.
但是需要的话是充满了圣灵的话。
When Jesus healed a man of the devils in the Gadarene man in Gadara,
当耶稣医好格拉森被鬼附的那个人
he told him, you go out and tell people what I've done.
耶稣告诉他说你出去告诉人们我所做的事情。
He was an evangelist from the first day.
他从第一天开始就成了一个布道家。
He never studied the Bible.
他从来没有研究过圣经。
He never been to Bible school.
他从来没有去过圣经学校。
He did not have a seminary degree.
他也没有神学院的学位。
But he had one wonderful healing.
但是他有一个奇妙的医治。
God said, go tell that.
神说你就去讲这件事情。
And he did.
他做了。
And when Jesus went there the next time, the whole country came out to see him.
当耶稣下一次又去那边的时候，全村子里面的人都出来看他。
He witnessed and his word had power.
他见证，而且他的话语有能力。
Why did his word had power?
为什么他的话有能力呢？
Because the Holy Spirit, through the means of Jesus Christ, had taken away all those devils and left him free.
因为神透过耶稣基督使得那个魔鬼都离开他让他自由了。
And so he was prophesying to them. That was a witness of Jesus that God can deliver you and heal a lunatic and heal an insane man, a crazy man. He healed me.
所以他就在像是发言一样对他们做见证，说耶稣他医治了我，你看我本来是个疯子，但是他医好了我。
They believed him.
因为人们认得他，所以就相信他。
He didn't have glorious sermons.
他并没有一个很荣耀的
讲道。But he had a word that was packed full.
但是他的话是充满的。
Of truth.
充满了真理。
Of faith.
和信心。
Because he believed it, he knew it was true.
他知道这是真的。
And that word had power.
那个话就有能力。
That's the wonderful thing the Holy Spirit does.When you're baptized with the Holy Spirit, your mouth begins to work.
这就是圣灵所做的奇妙的事情。当你受了圣灵的洗，你的口就会开始工作。
Oh, that doesn't mean it didn't work before.
这意思不是说你以前口就没有效果。
But before it was like my sister, lots of talking, but not saying anything.
但以前就像我的姐姐一样，讲了很多的话，但是没有说出什么东西。
The words were empty words.
话都是空的话。
Regardless what they said, they were still empty.
不管他说什么，都还是空的。
We have to fill up a word with faith.
我们必须用信心充满的话。
With the anointing.
用恩膏来充满。
With the Spirit of God.
用神的灵充满它。
With our own belief.
用我们自己的相信去充满它。
With our own spirit, fill that word.
用我们自己的灵已经充满了那个话语的灵去充满它。
And then they will listen.
那么人们就会听。
Because then that word has power.
因为这样子的话，那话语就有能力。
Then that word is strong.
那个话语就很强。
And many times it does not have to mean many, say many words.
往往不需要说很多话。
Sometimes it's amazing how much can be done with very few words.
有时候让人很吃惊的就是，只要一点点的话就能够成就很多的事情。